Good morning, everyone. It's time for our Marshalltown Icons program. Executive Director of our Convention and Visitors Bureau, Val Ruff, hosts the show each and every Thursday morning around this time. Welcome, Val.
Good morning, Kyle. Glad to be back.
I am very excited to have you here, and we're going to talk pizza.
We are going to talk pizza.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. It's one of my favorite things to talk about.
I think that everybody in the community would agree that definitely an icon of Marshalltown's is Zeno's Pizza.
Yeah.
So today I have with me owner Aaron Busby. Him and his wife Michelle own Zeno's Pizza. And we're going to dig into the history a little bit today and share some facts and statistics and great things about Zeno's Pizza that maybe people have forgotten, or just remind them of what a great icon it is and how much memories people have of Zeno's Pizza here in Marshalltown.
Very good, and welcome.
Welcome, Aaron.
Yeah. Well,
good morning.
Good morning. We're glad you're here. So, well, we all know that Zeno's is an icon, and we all have memories as kids of having pizza at Zeno's. And so let's talk a little bit about you and Michelle are under new ownership, and you've been why don't you talk a little bit about when you took over and then a little bit about the history of the Zeno's business.
Yeah, sure. We actually it was kind of a long, drawn out process with Terry and in his retirement. But we actually talked about it for, I think, 3 or 4 years before it actually came to fruition, and we took it over May 28th of 2013, so we're about 3.5 years in already.
That's exciting. So how long has been, what's the history of Zeno's? I know I've got to give a plug to my good friend Jay Carollo, because he dug up some history for me so I could do a little homework, but you already knew a lot of those statistics. But so let's talk to the folks about how long Zeno's has been in that downtown location.
Sure, yeah, I actually think probably a lot of listeners would know the history even better than I, because they lived through it. But it was founded in 1952. The gentleman's name was Joe, how would you say that?
Liberio.
Yeah. And I think he had it for a few years, and then Elmer Zeno Cluck, Terry Cluck's father, bought it from him after a couple years, and he only ran it for maybe, I could be wrong, but maybe 5 or 6 years before he passed away, and Terry ended up taking it over and running it for 54 years until his well-deserved retirement.
54 years, Jan and Terry ran that. Well, that's that was the face of Zeno's for years, and I'm sure a lot of folks, you know, obviously knew Terry. They're great community supporters, and
he took it from a little single narrow building to about a 250 seat restaurant. So he's really built it to what it is today.
Yeah. So share with the folks a little bit about that. You just mentioned it was a small little pizza business, and then they grew it, wasn't it Coachman?
Right. Yep. There was actually kind of two different businesses. One was Zeno's Pizza, and then if you're looking at the front of the building to the left of the Zeno's entrance was Coachman's Inn, which was more the, I guess, the adult side, where you could have Ham's beer for about a nickel. So if you're looking at where the building is laid out today, if you're looking at our carryout window, there's a little pass-through to the left, and that's kind of where the two buildings connected, and they would serve pizza between the two. But I think you could only have beer on the Coachman inside, and then the Zeno's was a little more family friendly.
Okay, all right. So beans, we're talking about, you know, adult beverages and things like that. That's kind of goes hand in hand with pizza today. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about your menu that you have. What do you got on your menu? That just a standard pizza, salad? Or why don't you just share a little bit with the listeners?
Sure. Yeah. I guess a while back, long before my time, Zeno's was full service, and they had steaks, and I guess a lot of people have said it was the best spaghetti they've ever had was at Zeno's, so I'm kind of curious to get that recipe. But we have a core competency, and I'd say that'd be pizza. We have some appetizers. Our cheese bread's a favorite. About a year ago, I think it was, we started bruschetta. Which is, I guess, a tomato Italian salsa that goes on top of a piece of toast or bread, I mean, and that's really it. We've it's been narrowed down to pizza, and we do one thing, and we think we do it pretty well, and we have expanded. So speaking of beer, on our beer selection, we also feature a lot more craft beer. That's kind of the trend of things, and it's been received really well.
Great. Now, there is one thing that Mr. Corolla suggested that I ask you today, and that was there's a little specialty in your cheese. You don't have just the standard mozzarella cheese on Zeno's pizza. So tell us a little bit, if you're willing to share that secret with us.
I'll share some. Yeah, we have our own, I guess, provolone blend. We don't use any mozzarella, and that's really part of what makes Zeno so unique. And I was actually just saying this to someone the other day. I've eaten at, it seems like 100 pizzerias. I've never eaten at another pizzeria that served provolone exclusively. And so Zeno's really is one of a kind.
Wow, so something very unique to our Marshalltown icon. So
it's
that's
a real rich cheese that fills you up pretty
so
quick.
Yeah, so that's what... Oh, we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
It seems like during the summer in Iowa, there's always something going on. And that is certainly true here in Marshalltown, the surrounding area. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. We offer a quick and easy way to see what's happening here in Marshalltown. Our website has a complete calendar of events for our area. So if you're looking for something to do, just go on our visitmarshalltown.com website and click on the calendar tab. You'll see a calendar of events listed for each day. Simply hover the cursor over the event and all the details will drop down. Our calendar of events is a great resource, and it's as close as your phone or computer. If you have a business or group that would like information on meeting in Marshalltown, or you'd like more information or a sample itinerary for attractions, we can help you with that as well. Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau is your information resource for meeting spaces, accommodations, and attractions. Visit us at the Fisher Community Center at 709 South Center Street, or go online to visitmarshalltown.com.
This is Michelle from the Historical Society of Marshall County, as we preserve the past for the present. We host History on Third Thursday programs monthly. We also have a double parlor available to the public as a private event or meeting room. We also have the Glick Sauer House, which is a National Register property which highlights the life of the Sauer family, who lived in the house from 1870 to 1952. The home is full of examples of Susie Sauer's artwork, family memorabilia, and original furnishings. The Taylor No. 4 Country Schoolhouse is located on 2nd Avenue, adjacent to the Glick Sauer House. It was restored to the year 1913. Members of the Country School Association of America call the programming at Taylor No. 4 a model for the country. The Historical Society relies completely on the generosity of our members and donors for financial support. For ways to give, information about the Historical Society, questions about our collection and resources, or to schedule an appointment, please contact the museum at 641-752-6664 or email us at marshallhistory@live.com.
Welcome back. It is our Marshalltown Icons program, hosted by Executive Director of our Convention and Visitors Bureau, Val Ruff, and we're talking Zeno's Pizza.
We are talking Zeno's Pizza. We just shared a secret right before we went to commercial. We got Aaron Busby. He's him and Michelle are owners of our Zeno's Pizza, which is definitely a Marshalltown icon in our downtown Marshalltown. So excited to have Aaron on today, and him and Michelle have been new owners of Zeno's since May of 2013. And we were just sharing this morning that Zeno's has been in our downtown location since 1952. So I'm sure we all have memories of Zeno's. And Aaron was just sharing before, in case we got cut off, that our Zeno's has a little special recipe with their cheese. And so I'm not sure everybody caught that. So let's just touch base on that specialty little secret recipe that makes our Zeno's extra special.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, our crust and sauce is special as well, but I'm not about to share that.
Okay, good. Can't share all those secrets.
But yeah, we use provolone cheese. We use two different provolone cheeses and blend them together, and that's really, and we use a lot of it, and that's mm-hmm. what makes Zeno's. Zeno's really is the cheese.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like I said, I've never eaten at another pizzeria like it.
Yeah. I would agree. I know it's popular. I have lots of friends that travel here. And so you and I were talking a little bit earlier before we got started, Aaron, about all of the out-of-town visitors. Very similar to the Maid Rite that's been on previous, but a lot of out-of-town visitors come to Zeno's, and people come back from class reunions, and everybody has to make a stop at Zeno's. So talk a little bit about your out-of-town visitors that you have.
Absolutely. We get a lot. We'll even get some driving, you know, an hour and 15 minutes just to eat Zeno's because they heard about it. They heard it was special, and, you know, it's really cool to talk to those people because they're pizza connoisseurs like I am. I'm willing to drive that far for a good slice, so... and it's funny because we used to have a server who also worked at the Maid Right, and so he would work lunch at the Maid Right and then moonlight with us. And so if he was busy, we knew that we were going to be busy because there was just some kind of a trend there that when people were coming to town, they'd have Maid Rights for lunch, and then they'd come into Zeno's for dinner. So it was there's definitely a correlation there between the two places.
That's very interesting. I had not thought about that, but I bet that's right. Grab lunch, you know, those are all icons. And then, you know, we were talking a little earlier too about, you know, I think a lot of times pizza and movies went hand in hand. And I know people, even as me as a child growing up, we'd come to town and we'd go have Zeno's pizza and go take in a movie at the Orpheum Theater when it was the big 950 seats. But so talking about, you know, how icons are all kind of tied together in our downtown, a little bit of our history. So let's talk about some of the new services that you have maybe coming up that people should know about.
Oh, great. Yeah, I'd love to mention that we're looking hopefully this time next week to roll out our online ordering process. So hopefully next Thursday you'll be able to order online if everything goes to plan. So Zeno's will be in 2016.
Oh, that'd be exciting. So we can either dine in, we can pick up, which I know that's really popular to call in and pick up your pizza. And I appreciate that you have pickup places to pull into so you don't have to try to find a place to park. And now we'll have online ordering. So just keeping up with the times because people like to do things on their phone. If they're on their way home and they don't want to swing by and pick up a Zeno's pizza, we can do that.
Aaron, let me ask you. I've got a buddy of mine that loves double crust. And he comes in and orders double crust at Zeno. Is that unique? Because you're not going to get, I know you kind of alluded to the secret recipe of the crust and the sauce, and you're not going to give that away. But he always orders double crust because he loves the crust so much.
Oh, yeah. We get people. Everyone likes it their own way. I mean, some people will say, I want soft crust, which really just means just melt the cheese and make the crust chewy. Other people we'll say, oh, I want it well done. We actually tell our customers you can order it like a steak. You know, if you don't say anything, we'll just make it our normal way. But if you want it more done, you say, I want it medium well, or I want it well done. And some people like it black. And that's just, not me, but my wife likes it a little bit that way.
Really?
Yeah, she likes it on the well done side.
Huh. A little crunchy.
Yeah.
So it's almost like a cracker.
Right.
And I never thought about ordering a pizza similar to how you order a steak.
Neither
well, that's
did
a,
I.
That's
yeah.
a great tidbit of information that I'm sure not everybody knew. So I was in there the other day to pick up a pizza. So tell the listeners what you guys have done on the interior. It looks phenomenal. It looks really great inside.
Thank you. Yeah, we actually have put in new flooring over the last few years. It's a big restaurant. It took a long time to... A lot of time to do that, and we actually just gutted and refinished all four bathrooms, and that's been a process. Wasn't the most exciting thing to spend money on, but we felt like it we needed to primarily enhance the women's restroom on the east side. We made that a little bit bigger and more accommodating. So most of the place has been renovating. It's a work in progress because, like I said, it's a big old restaurant, so it takes a lot of time to get it done.
I think the uniqueness of sometimes is when you walk in and it has that first thing that hits you is that pizza smell, and you're like, oh, it's so amazing, you know?
I can't smell it anymore.
Uh-oh,
it's
you're numb
travesty.
To it.
I am. If I go away on vacation, I'll come back, and then I'll smell it for about a day, and then it goes away. And I miss that smell. I do.
Yeah, I think that's just one of the memories that you have as a kid. Well, even as an adult, when you go and you're like, oh, I can't wait to get my pizza and get it home and eat it or sit down and eat it. So, Aaron, share, you've got some other businesses that you have here in town. Share a little bit about the other businesses that you have.
Sure. Yeah, in 2011, we took over Wandering Creek Golf Course, and that's been going very well. And then we started Fiddle and Whistle Irish Pub, also on Main Street, later in 2011. And that's just been a blast. It's been really fun getting to know a lot of people, and I was kind of getting our feet wet in the service industry in Marshalltown. So
yeah, I know that's a very popular hot spot, and we enjoy going there and having some unique opportunities to have some different Irish type cocktails. And I know that you always run into folks that you know there, and I know mm-hmm. it's been real popular with the young professionals, and you guys have done a really nice job.
Thank
and
you.
You've done a lot of outreach too in the community. You want to share anything about some of the outreach? I know you've done there's the Taste of Marshalltown, and I know you guys get out and maybe mm-hmm. want to share some of the outreach that you've done in the community.
Sure. We've enjoyed doing, for Zeno's, we've enjoyed doing the Taste of Marshalltown. Actually, we do Zeno's and Fiddle and Whistle a lot of times, and that's been a lot of fun. Actually, right now we're doing not tomorrow but next Friday, and we've done it the last couple Fridays. The Orpheum is doing a Live After Five event where they have music play in their little courtyard, and it's free, and we would go and serve pizza by the wedge, like we call it, because we cut our pizza in squares, so we can't call it a slice. So now we just quarter the pizza and call it a wedge. And we sling some pizza and listen to some music, and we give a proceeds back to the Orpheum.
Oh, that's a great community outreach project. And I know that's been a lot of... Oh, we got to go to get in the timeout, so we'll be right back after this commercial.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website, visitmarshalltown.com. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa. So meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
Hey, James, what's good?
A sausage McMuffin with egg, that's what's good. A perfectly cooked, fresh cracked egg and sizzling sausage, sipping on a hot cup of McCafe coffee, knowing I can get the breakfast I want every morning, every day, that's what's good.
You know what's good just means hello, right? Just hello.
Real breakfast made with real lovin'. Make your morning with the irresistible sausage McMuffin with egg or the classic egg McMuffin, only at McDonald's. Participating McDonald's.
I love driving 2 miles an hour.
That's Trisha. She's staring down a highway filled with construction.
You cut me off, you son of a wonderful woman.
But she picked up a one-of-a-kind large Coke for just $1 at McDonald's drive-thru. Now she has a yay in her stop-and-go.
I love that horn.
Don't miss a large Coke for $1 at McDonald's. Pair it with some golden McDonald's fries and turn the everyday commute into everyday yay. A la carte only. Price of participation may vary.
Welcome back. It's our final segment of our Icons program. Val Ruff is hosting, and we are talking about Zeno's Pizza today.
I think I might have to have a Zeno's Pizza.
You know what?
I'm kind of like tasting Zeno's Pizza
exactly.
Right now as we're talking about it.
I thought the same thing.
So
I thought maybe lunch. What are you doing for lunch, Val?
I'm not sure they do lunch.
We should
talk about your hours.
Sure, yeah.
I've got Aaron Busby on, and we're talking about a very definite Marshalltown icon, Zeno's Pizza. So let's talk about your hours a little bit, Aaron.
Yeah, actually, we just expanded we moved to summer hours for Friday and Saturday. We're open till 10. So we open at 4 every day, and during the week it's 4 to 9, and then Friday, Saturday it's 4 to 10.
All right. So we're going to have to wait and have a late lunch, Kyle.
Yeah, I could probably hang around. I could probably... For a slice of that pizza? I'm serious.
I know. It's good stuff.
And it's been a while since I've been to Zeno's.
So, well, as we're talking about Zeno's as our Marshalltown icon, you know, Aaron's here sharing some secret recipes with us and talking about some other businesses that him and Michelle own. And we just want to thank you for being a great community supporter and a good contributing business partner in the community. All of these things make Marshalltown what Marshalltown is. And I know you grew up in the community and you came back. And so we appreciate you coming back to the community and starting businesses and being good community supporters and citizens. And is there anything else that you want to share today with us about Zeno's or any of your other establishments, Aaron?
Do you want to talk about the unofficial
yes.
Lynn Creek Arts Festival?
I think we should plug that a little bit. It just kind of popped up on Facebook. We were laughing about that earlier before we came into the studio. There is an unofficial pre-Lynn Creek Art Festival Extra being held at Fiddle and Whistle, and that's on Friday from 5 to 10. So I'm not sure all the details. Do you have some details on it?
Just a few. Yeah, okay. We'll have John from Confluence Brewing. He's going to bring a firkin, which is an old style of keg. It's a wooden keg that will sit up on our bar, and it's not carbonated like the beers are today with beer gas. It's actually just, you know, gravity poured. And I think they're going to be bringing a few more different beers from Confluence. And Confluence is one of the more popular breweries out of Des Moines that we've partnered with, and they've been a great partner for us.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. That's good, you know, good partnershiping, and gives us an opportunity to try something new. And I know that I want to plug the Lynn Creek Art Festival, because boy, has this steering committee and planning committee for Lynn Creek has done an amazing job. And so if you're looking for something to do, or definitely mark your calendar and stop out on Saturday. You know, the festival opens at 10 o'clock. It runs till 5. There's a great partnership with the downtown. They're having a door art competition and a street dance, and there's going to be a beer garden. So I know everybody worked really hard to make sure we've got something going on during the day that people can enjoy at the Lynn Creek Art Festival or come downtown. And then following the art festival will be the dance downtown. But we've got a great mixed medium of artists coming in, great entertainment. Our Neil Dalal has done an amazing job of bringing in a couple food trucks coming out of Ames. We've got an ice cream truck coming in, and he's got different beer companies coming in. I know Confluence is one of them. I think Exile's coming up to do some sampling. Busby Meadery is going to have some mead to sample. And it's just going to be a really great day. Lots of good things, lots of exciting things, numerous things for the youth to do. So don't think it's just for adults, because we really focus a lot on the kids too. And so kids can have a great experience.
Most definitely. I was going to ask Aaron about your wait staff. It's a big building, so you've got quite a few employees, right?
We do, yeah, right about 20.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they're not all on at the same time,
during the weekends. Yeah, a lot of
really?
Them. Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we're staffed to the gills, and we need them. We need every single one of them.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, I mean, I've been in there on the weekends, and there's folks waiting to get in. I mean, it's buzzing, and you see the wait staff. They're just flying around, and
yeah.
They're getting everything ready. What about the seating areas? I know there's different. You can go off to the right. We've talked about the left, but what about upstairs? It's been a while since I've been in there.
Sure. Yeah. You know, that's something else that makes Zeno's unique. I've never been in a restaurant that
exactly.
has a balcony
yeah.
like that, and it's really cool. We get a lot of families that will actually ask to be sat up there, and if you want to sit up there, absolutely, just ask us if we have room for you up there. So it's really that's one of the memories I have of a kid is sitting up in that balcony. I still enjoy it as an adult. It's still fun to sit up there.
Yeah, it is fun and unique to kind of sit. It's a little more intimate. And then at one point in time, I know there was a train that tooled around
oh, really?
Up in that area, but that's, you know, part of the history of Zeno. So I want to really give a shout out to Aaron Busby for being here with Zeno's Pizza. It's definitely a Marshalltown icon. It's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thanks for having me.